The following is an audio recording of Why Drug Prohibition is a Crime Against Humanity, published August 28, 2025, on abolishthedea.com.
Drug prohibition is a crime against humanity. It is staggeringly cruel. It forces untold millions to suffer in silence. Take me, for instance. I am attempting to get off and stay off the big pharma med called Effexa. And it's not easy. The withdrawal downsides are hideous and can continue for years. And yet, it is clear to me, absolutely clear, that I could use a variety of drugs like coca and opium and phenethylamines in a strategic and safe way in order to transcend Effexa downsides and truly get off that dependence-causing drug. Starting today. Starting right now. I could get off Effexa. This is just psychological common sense. And yet our drug policy tells us that drugs must be outlawed for everybody if they could be misused by the white young people whom we refuse to educate about safe use. This algorithm represents a veto on human progress. It represents the end of personal health care. It is illegal to take care of one's emotional and mental health in America. Illegal. If Americans had a clue what was going on here, then all sites on the topic of Effexa withdrawal would contain protests against drug prohibition, the drug policy which makes that withdrawal impossible. And yet no one connects the dots. That shows how successful the drug warriors have been in blinding us to all benefits of demonized substances. Drug warriors should be put on trial for denying me the godsends that grow at my very feet, for denying me the right to take care of my own health. That is a crime against humanity. How do they get away with this? Answer: they never consider any stakeholders in their drug policy debates, except for white American young people, the ones whom they refuse on principle to educate about safe use. They never take into account the depressed whom they are forcing to go without godsend medicines. A few months ago, I wrote about a progressive cousin who spoke favorably about the idea of killing drug dealers. That cousin has a deeply depressed wife. I should have said to him, "That drug prohibition that you champion is the reason why your wife is living in hell 24/7. Alas, the drug war clearly demonstrates that you can fool all of the people all of the time. You can even convince progressives to abjure time-honored freedoms in an effort to keep Americans from using godsend medicines. Propaganda is all-powerful. As historian William Shearer wrote in The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich,
"No one who has not lived for years in a totalitarian land can possibly conceive how difficult it is to escape the dread consequences of a regime's calculated and incessant propaganda."
The drug war proves that propaganda works, even in so-called democracies, and this is a truth that the world has to come to terms with if freedom is to survive on planet Earth. Unless we take steps, like re-legalizing Mother Nature, based on common-sense democratic principles, then racist politicians will continue to successfully promote inhumane agendas at the behest of self-interested billionaires.
You have been listening to an essay entitled Why Drug Prohibition is a Crime Against Humanity, published August 28, 2025, on abolishthedea.com. For more information about America's disgraceful drug war, which is anti-patient, anti-minority, anti-scientific, anti-mother nature, imperialistic, the establishment of the Christian Science religion, a violation of the natural law upon which America was founded, and a childish and counterproductive way of looking at the world, one which causes all of the problems that it purports to solve, and then some, visit the Drug War Philosopher at abolishthedea.com.